Posebno u ovom dobu kada.
So anyone who comes to the process of devotional service is considered to be very, very special.
Vrlo, vrlo posebnim.
Very, very special.
Vrlo, vrlo posebnim.
And we don't know who's who either.
Ko je ko.
In spiritual life, sometimes we say, oh, this is a neophyte devotee, and this is a more advanced devotee,
napredni,
and then there's a more advanced devotee.
Ovo je još napredni.
And we discriminate in order for interaction.
Razlike.
In our spiritual life.
But
still, we should treat each devotee with respect and regard
ne,
according to their position. And
never
minimize or
what
we say, offend a devotee. Because sometimes a person comes into Krishna consciousness and they're brand new, but they may have executed Krishna consciousness in previous lifetimes. And they may be more advanced than someone who's been practicing for 20 years in their spiritual life. So we can't really tell who's advanced and who's not, and from that perspective. Therefore, we make distinctions in order to carry on our social and spiritual practices, but at the same time, we give all devotees respect and regard in that sense. Never offend a devotee. There are five types of offenses. There's offenses to the holy name, offenses to the holy dham, offenses to the process of Krishna consciousness. There's offenses to holy name, holy dham, offenses to the deity, and there's also offenses to the Vaishnava. And out of all the five categories of offenses, offenses to the Vaishnava is the most devastating on one's spiritual life.
You
have to be very, very careful in dealing with other devotees. Kindness, humility,
ljubaznost, poniznost,
desire to associate with Krishna in the center,
sa Krishnom
to inspire
centru,
each other
da
in our spiritual life, and develop relationships based on
odnose
our practice
koji
of
se
Krishna
consciousness.
As long as we can remain free from offenses,
smo slobodni od uvreda,
then we can make very fast
advancement
in spiritual life.
Brzo.
Offenses are the things that slow down and sometimes
uvrede
even stop
stvari koje
and force us to
usmije,
go away from the association of
devotees.
So we have to be very careful in that regard.
Zbog toga trebamo biti jako oprezni.
This is a whole seminar in itself, a devotee association.
To je samo po sebi
but it's the essence of our Krishna
baktama,
consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes two points in his life, and that is chanting the holy name and association of devotees. These are the main topics throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita. We find these two things. So it's important. So we have to practice that process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees with the desire to purify our hearts and come to the platform of at least freeing ourselves from the anarthas. Rupa Goswami explains that there are nine steps in spiritual life. First, one has a little faith. And from faith, we associate with devotees. And then by association with devotees, we somehow or other desire to become Krishna conscious. So we take the process seriously. And we take shelter of a spiritual master and become initiated and work under the guidance of the spiritual master. That's three steps. The fourth step is by that cultivation of Krishna consciousness under the direction of the spiritual master, then the desires, the attachments, the anarthas within our heart gradually go. And when most, but not all, of our attachments and desires are free, then one becomes steady in spiritual life. And when we become steady, then one develops a taste. It becomes sweet. It becomes like something we do with great relish and great enjoyment.
dakle, sa velikim užitkom prakticiramo proces.
Then we actually become attached to Krishna.
A kada se taj ukus intenzivira
just like we are attached
dalje,
to things
onda postajemo vezani za
Krishna. In this world,
kao što smo vezani za stvari i osobe, u ovom svijetu tako razvijamo vrlo snažno vezano za Krishna. Ne možemo misliti ni na što drugo do kako služiti Krishna. Ne možemo misliti ni na što drugo do na Krishnu. Na različitim načinima.
We become disturbed if that attachment is interfered to with in one way or another.
So through that attachment,
then the preliminary stage of love of God develops.
We actually develop an affection for Krishna.
We develop a genuine, heartfelt affection for Krishna.
And
then ultimately, when that becomes intensified, we actually develop love of God.
Onda dolazimo
so
do ljubavi prema
steps.
Bogu. To su devet
Rupa
stupnjeva.
Grupa
Goswami objašnjava vjera, druženje,
bhajana kriya,
taking
initiation, anartha nivritti,
nishta,
ruchi, ashakti, and then bhava, and then ultimately prema.
Konačno.
And by following the processes, Rupa Goswami says, carefully, this is guaranteed. Every living entity has within their heart pure love for Krishna. Pure love for Krishna is our natural constitutional position. But it's covered over by our association with matter and our identification with this material body. It takes time.
I zbog toga je potrebno vrijeme.
So
entuzijazam,
determination, patience, execution of process, avoiding the association of those persons who are against the principles of devotional service. If we associate with persons who dampen our enthusiasm, somehow or other speak against our what we feel is very dear to us in our practice of spiritual life,
then
that association contaminates the consciousness and we can lose our enthusiasm in devotional service. Association is very, very powerful, whether it's negative or positive. Negative association gradually reawakens our desires for material life, and positive association, devotee association, reawakens our natural attachment for Krishna. So association is so important. And of course, we were speaking the first day that I know many of you are living as grihasthas, you have jobs, families, responsibilities like that, how to associate, then of course we have to make our family members Krishna conscious.
That's
essential. And then of course associate with other grihasthas accordingly. And try to develop relationships with devotees on a deeper level. And with those who are non-devotees, sometimes we have to associate in the material world with persons who are involved with our job or other activities. We don't develop deep relationships with these persons because there will be always difficulties in that relationship. So therefore we may have a friendly, superficial type of relationship. We can just be friendly but not deep. Deep comes with developing our relationships with devotees. Otherwise our heart will be hurt by accepting persons who are non-devotees in a deep relationship.
They
will hurt our Krishna consciousness. So association is very, very essential. And of course, coming together, especially this Pula camp, this yatra, is a wonderful way to again to reawaken our association with devotees, the joy of that association. We can be away from all of our responsibilities and just come together and hear and chant the glories of the Lord, hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, get renewed in our spiritual life, and then when we go back out, we can take that with us
and
hopefully carry it with us from day to day, and that will inspire us to strengthen our resolve to become Krishna conscious.
At least
these are important. And of course, going to temples whenever possible. Of course, those of you who live in temples, In that sense, there is an advantage, but whether you live inside or outside, spiritual life is available. If you live outside the temple, you have to make your own arrangement. And that means you have to create that environment within your home. You have to make your home a temple. Spiritual life or grihastha life means to make your home a place of spiritual cultivation, not simply a place to live, not simply a place to execute our duties and household life, but it has to be, that's why we say grihastha ashram. Ashram means cultivation of spiritual life. So we were explaining, chant the holy names of the Lord and worship the deity. Deity worship for grihasthas is essential in order to practice spiritual life in that atmosphere. Krishna comes in the form of his deity. The deity actually becomes a family member. We dress him, we feed him, we wake him up, put him to sleep, and we worship him in so many ways. We actually can focus our consciousness on Krishna. In one sense, this is an advantage. Having Krishna in your own home as the form of the deity, because in that way, Krishna is always there. And we don't have to go anyplace. But we have to cultivate that right mood attitude in our relationship with Krishna. And of course, chanting Hare Krishna purifies the consciousness so we can understand Krishna in the form of the deity. So association with devotees, cultivating the holy name, worship of the deity, and then whenever it's possible, try to do some devotional service. In other words, come to a temple, offer some service, open your home to devotees, have programs in your home. This is one way of doing nice seva. We understand how will Krishna's consciousness, Lord Chaitanya said in every town and village, Krishna consciousness will be there. How will it spread? Does it mean that everyone is going to join a temple?
No.
It's not practical or possible. So then we have to make the temple our home. So the actual spreading of Krishna consciousness means to make each household unit a place of spiritual practice along with our material responsibilities. That's how Krishna consciousness will spread
out.
Okay, these are some principles. I was thinking of taking some questions during this seminar because there is that concern about no time for questions. So maybe I can stop here and we can have time for a few questions. Is that okay or should I speak more? Is there any questions or comments at this point?
Yes.
Do we have a microphone? Yeah.
My question is that you mentioned that if we have the deity of the Lord in our home, that we not need to go any other places. And there is one principle that we have to see the deity at home as the expansion of the temple. And in which sense we don't need to go anywhere?
No, sometimes it's not practical. We should try to go to the temple whenever possible. We have to understand that in household life, with responsibilities, with job and family, it's not always possible to go to a temple every day. Although that's ideal. And if one can do that and still be able to carry on the responsibilities, because if you enter into a grihastha ashram, you have to fulfill the responsibility of being a good grihastha. You can't enter into that ashram and then neglect the responsibilities. So sometimes there is a need for making
ponekad je potrebno
an economic arrangement,
napraviti neke ekonomske aranžmane, znači posao, brinuti o djeci koji moraju odrasti. Oni imaju potrebe, postoji odgovornosti
so
koje se moraju izvršiti.
Because they can't find that type of facility within the temple, they need to go outside and do that.
Pošto nemaju mogućnosti da žive u hramu, onda oni moraju ići van da bi živjeli.
Things you have to do within your own environment.
I sada da biste ostali svjesni Krišne, morate neke stvari raditi u vlastitoj okruženju.
And that is
i to je
the deity should be
there. I zato božanstvo treba biti tu.
It's not very difficult
nije vrlo teško
to practice worship
obožavanje
of the Lord in the form of Gornjetaj.
Gospodina u obliku Gornjetaj.
There's not much requirement.
Oni ne
you can just
puno.
Simply chant and dance in front of the deities every day.
Have
a little
kirtan.
Offer a little incense and some flour and that's fine. We worship
to.
Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda through Harinam Sankirtan. Now ideally that's nice.
Idealno,
there used to be this thing that if you lived outside the temple you were in Maya
znači,
and only the persons
govorili,
who were in the temple
they are Krishna consciousness
Maya.
No,
that's not our philosophy.
Our philosophy
is that
da,
if you Krishna consciousness means purification of the heart.
Znači
so you have
srca.
To follow the process,
morate
whether you're inside
proces,
the temple or outside. I know devotees who are outside the temple that are more Krishna consciousness than devotees inside the temple.
Bakte izvan so samo su svjesni
it's not inside or outside. There's an advantage of being
dakle,
inside.
Nema
the advantage is you have more opportunity to get the mercy of the process.
Procesa.
If you're outside, you
ali
have to make
izvana,
a greater endeavor
morate se više
to facilitate Krishna's mercy by making that arrangement.
Milost, na taj način
so
ne,
why should we neglect making an arrangement when the option is that, I can't do it anyway, so why should I do anything? So better to...
Bolje
For those who live outside,
koji žive izvan hrama,
it's more of a struggle. But there's certain things that make
borba,
that struggle lessened. And that is, these are the simple principles.
Chant
Hare Krishna, worship the Lord within your home, give up the association with non-devotees, give up the idea that I am the enjoyer, make my home a place of spiritual cultivation, and offer some service whenever possible. And one follows them and they can be Krishna conscious even within their environment. But the temples are there. And whenever possible, come to the temples, take association with devotees, see the deities, associate with the process to whatever degree, and then go back and live accordingly to your responsibilities. And there are different programs we can institute in order to facilitate that.
So,
It's not that we replace the deity in the temple with another deity and we have no regard for the temple deity.
U hramu,
no,
sa drugim
božanstvom
like više nemamo nikakve veze s hramom.
Whenever possible, come and see the deity in the temple.
U hram I vidimo božanstvo.
But I've seen over the years that we force persons to say, if you come
osobe,
to the temple or you're in Maya.
Ili dođi u hram ili si u Maya.
So they say, well, I'm in,
kažu,
I can't do it, so therefore I'm in Maya,
učiniti,
so I won't
zbog toga sam u Maya, I zbog toga neću ni doći.
That's not our process. Our process is to become Krishna conscious wherever we are. Temples are advantage, no question about it.
Temple,
Prabhupada said, I
establish
these temples as an opportunity for devotees to associate together and develop relationships and practice Krishna consciousness.
So
we should take advantage of these temples. But at the same time, you can't say that, well, if a person doesn't come to the temple,
osoba ne dolazi u hram,
what should they do? Well, make your home a temple.
Ne mogu dolaziti u hram. Šta da radim? Pa učini svoj dom hram.
And then, you know, sometimes when people come
ponekad,
into their home who are non-devotees, then you can preach to them also.
Kad u vaš dom dođu abakte, također možete propovijedati.
Like that. Is that a little bit closer to the answer you wanted?
Da li to je i blizu odgovor na tvoje pitanje?
We have to see what we... The idea is to become Krishna conscious.
Znači,
somehow.
Cijela poanta je postati svjestan Krishna.
If our material life is pulling
način.
Away from Krishna conscious, we have to adjust that
ako
to make
život
Krishna
odvlači
conscious
od svjesnosti Krishna,
our
onda
prime
ga
duty
prilagoditi.
And if we're practicing Krishna consciousness in the temple,
Krishna
we're not
hramu,
making any spiritual progress, And we also have to adjust there and see how
what
we need to do
in temple mode.
Prabhupada gave the example. Someone asked him, what's the difference between practicing Krishna consciousness inside the temple and outside the temple? And Prabhupada gave the analogy. He used an example that if you're in the stock exchange and you're trading stocks and bonds, then there's the main stock exchange where everyone comes together and they're trading all day and all night. So trading is going on and you get so much opportunities for trading. So that's like being in the temple. But you're living outside the temple, so maybe you have a stockbroker and you trade every once in a while. So the frequency of our opportunities in practicing spiritual life is better in the temple, but still, it's available outside, but not in a lesser way, but therefore we have to do what's necessary in order to facilitate that.
So,
inside or outside, become Krishna conscious.
Jednostavno postanete svjesni Krishna.
Another question?
Drugo pitanje?
I guess everybody took time and filled up the magic box.
Nadam se da su svi.
The box is all full of questions. Yes.
Devotee who is trying to advance at the same time.
Bhakta pokušava napredovati.
Being successful by material standards, like businessman or something.
Je uspješan na materijalnom planu.
He notices that on there's less and less time for spiritual life because sometimes you have to work 12, 14 hours a day.
Je uspješan na materijalnom
planu,
onda ima sve manje i manje
change,
vremena za duhovni život. Da li bi si ti preporučio neku promjenu?
Well, we have to see if we're actually making progress in Krishna consciousness. How do you understand whether you're making progress when you're becoming more attached to Krishna and less attached
životu.
To material life?
Više smo vezani za Krishna, manje za
doing
život.
Our material responsibilities in grihastha
life
is described as a necessary burden. We don't want to do it. We don't find pleasure in it. Happiness comes in our practice of devotional service. But by accepting that ashram, there's certain responsibilities. So the principle of execution Krishna consciousness effectively is simplicity. And even in our grihastha ashram, we have to live simply.
And
try to live as simply as possible and not spend all our time working and making money or spending time practicing the household activities. Do what's necessary. So part of doing what's necessary or how to understand what's necessary is getting help from other grihasthas.
Also
grihastha lifestyle means to cultivate relationships with other grihasthas where we can support each other in that process. So I've seen. See, the thing is, in material life or in material responsibility, especially if you have a job, the tendency is if you're somewhat successful, then you get more opportunities in that same direction. Material success brings more opportunities for more material success. And pretty soon you find yourself spending all time just making money and taking care of household affairs. And then Krishna is just like some idea, that's about all. We forget about
Krishna.
We just come on Sunday to take the feast and go home or something like that. That means that we need to adjust. We need to adjust our life in such a way that we can practice it more effectively. We have to actually have an enthusiasm to practice Krishna consciousness. If our material life is dampening our enthusiasm, adjust that. We've been in this material world for so many births. We're trying to develop our love for Krishna. We're trying to go back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, that is the most important thing. That is the principle that we live for and we do everything for. Our material activities are meant to support our spiritual life, not that our material activities are meant to take away from our spiritual life. They're meant to support it. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, Shrama Evahi Kevalam, it's a useless waste of time. If you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, what's the use?
So
it's not easy. Therefore, we need advice, association, direction, and understanding what it means to be a
grihastha.
And live as simply as possible. I was talking to one devotee today. He was telling me his schedule. And he's a grihastha. And it's amazing what he can do as a grihastha. He has enough time for cheering. He has enough time for chanting. He has enough time. He also does his work. Like that. So he's in somewhat satisfied with his spiritual practice. But it's an endeavor.
It takes some.
But Krishna will help. Krishna will give us the intelligence how to do this. We have to be very careful not to get too much over involved in just making nice material arrangements. What do we need?
Some
roof over our head, some responsibilities to take care of family.
And then here in chan,
Prabhupada said we should try to see the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a family member, man. He had 14 children. And he was a magistrate. But whatever he did in his material life, he did it so effectively because of his Krishna consciousness that he wouldn't spend much time on it. He would give his family members maybe an hour a day or so. But in that hour, they were so satisfied with that association
that
they felt so enlivened.
So when we're Krishna conscious,
when we come together with our family members, it becomes so wonderful.
So
we have to see the example of those who are actually doing it and trying to be inspired. I can't give you, it's not like, here's the answer, but I can give you something to think about on how you can apply certain principles and practice
them. What do you think about idea? I will work hard,
a lot,
and then I will make someday a lot of money. Then I will give big donations to
What do I think about that? What do you think about that?
I think no way.
You're not talking about yourself then.
Ти не говориш о себе.
No. Srila, as what was it? Sachinandana Maharaj was describing how Srila Prabhupada had so many plans to preach in India. He wanted to collect so much money so he could go to the West and actually begin his preaching. But that wasn't Krishna's plan. So everything Prabhupada did in trying to foster the idea of developing his Krishna consciousness in India and failed.
Krishna had another plan.
So generally, Krishna doesn't need our big donations anyway.
Krishna is,
he's Dwarkanath. He's the Lord of Dwarka. He's Dhananjanai. He is conqueror of all wealth.
So
he doesn't need anything.
Ništa mu nije potrebno.
But he wants our devotion.
Ali želi našu devociju.
So that is the thing that is pleasing to
Krishna. To je stvar koja zadovoljava Krishnu.
So execute your Krishna consciousness and somehow or other you come across some fortune, you can offer something. But don't think I'm going to make a big fortune and offer to Krishna. You might develop a misfortune in your spiritual life by trying to become fortunate in material life.
I možete postati možda sretni u duhovnom, u materijalnom životu. Ali to je opasnost.
I don't recommend it.
To ja ne bih preporučio.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
Druga pitanja?
Okay, I have some
dobro.
Handouts
ovdje imam neke letke za podijeliti.
And I thought maybe they would be helpful.
Mislio sam da će možda
you can take them with you. One of them
od određene pomoći.
One of the questions that devotees sometimes struggle with is how to read Prabhupada's books and how to study the books in such a way that we can actually get the maximum benefit. So I have two handouts It's called improving your private study and the study method. It gives you some basic ideas on how to study. This sounds like something that's interesting. We want to get the maximum amount of our reading and our association with the philosophy. So these handouts give us some basic suggestions on how to arrange your environment, how to approach the books in such a way as you can learn, study, and apply, and actually develop a working knowledge of the philosophy. There's two things. There's gyan, that's theoretical knowledge, and then there's vigyan, which is realized knowledge. So we read, we hear, and it remains somewhat theoretical or just philosophical. When we apply it in a practical way, and then it actually becomes realized. So learning the knowledge is the first step, and applying it is the complete process. So I have some.
Maybe
someone can pass these out. I don't know if we have enough for each individual.
We have about
75 copies of each. Maybe what we could do is that we could Xerox some more, or maybe someone can get a copy from someone they know and then they can make a copy. So I have about 75 each. Somebody can pass these out. These two different ones here. Be fair now, some for the ladies and some for the men. Don't just give them to the men. And then we also have Srila Prabhupada's instructions on practicing sadhana bhakti. That is, these are, what is the results of performing sadhana bhakti? What is the consequences of not performing sadhana bhakti, and the necessity of performing sadhana bhakti? These are all based on Prabhupada's teachings and his letters to different devotees. So we also have some of these we can hand out. Maybe someone else can. And then and my last question is, how many devotees actually live in a temple here? How many devotees
live in a temple?
Keep your hands up. How many devotees are actually living in temples? Maybe about 20? No, 25. I have one more handout. It's for only for temple devotees.
And
it's actually an article, maybe you've seen it. It's called A Warm Bed is a Cold Grave. You're familiar with this article? It's the importance of going to Mangalarti. So someone can hand these out to devotees who live in temples. This will increase your enthusiasm to go to Mangalarti. And tomorrow we'll speak exclusively on the importance of chanting and how to improve one's Krishna consciousness through chanting. What's next on the program?
Arati?
Gaur Arati is next.